Nation right here on SportsCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're back here at Fort Set Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians are getting ready to take on the Springfield Wildcats. Springfield Wildcats just played Ben Logan and lost in two fairly close matches, 25-18, 25-21, I believe. That's about all I got. I don't know Susan had the pleasure of line judging that match. It was a back and forth. It was a good battle. I think Springfield has some good defense. They got some great little libero and another good DS that did a really nice job, I thought. So
we definitely have a size advantage again.
Yes, we definitely have a size advantage.
We have a couple taller girls, but we definitely have taller girls.
Right. I don't know that they have anybody. They got one girl, maybe that's 5'10", that's about it. But so they are a little scrappy. Definitely going to be a scrappy game. We're going to have to look for holes as hitters. So see how they do. See how the girls do.
Diana, you were working at the WOW event last night.
Yes, I was.
And the way the crowd was spread out, it's really hard to tell. I couldn't find anybody that kind of had a good handle on how many there were.
Yeah.
But my best guess was 2,000 to 3,000, something like that. You were at the beer stand?
I was at the beer tent, and we sold a lot of beer.
And it was busy.
Yes, very busy, for sure.
Yeah, so the drawings are underway. I believe it's every 5 minutes, starting at noon, so they're getting ready to draw the fifth winner now.
Yep.
I think, let's see, there's a number of guns. I think the first one out was going to be a pretty decent size cash amount. A good size, a really big, one of the big prizes, not the 25,000, but so they've probably already given away $4,000 or $5,000 worth of stuff already.
Yep.
So I haven't gotten a call that says I want $1 billion.
Right.
They're not giving that away till later.
Yep.
But I think, you know, the weather's nice for that.
Yep.
I don't see how this won't be very successful.
I agree.
It's just,
I think whoever was in charge of that WOW, whoever came up with that idea, I mean, kudos.
Yeah.
All the people that have, the volunteers that have put their time into it.
A lot of people thought the same way I did, that they were crazy.
Uh-huh.
how in the world are you going to give away $240,000 worth of prizes
and
make money?
Right. And they're doing it.
Yeah. I figured if they gave away $240,000 worth of prizes, they were going to lose
$230,000.
But, of course, they have a lot of overhead, so the event has to be successful for them to make pretty decent money. But what I saw last night was busy. A lot of people. Everybody had a good time. There were people from all over the place.
Yep.
It was impressive the way it was run, and I didn't see any glitches.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
It was just well run, well organized.
Yeah,
everything just went up.
My one glitch was the color of tickets. After the first 50-50 went out last night, those 50-50 tickets were the same color as the beer tickets. But the beer tickets have an actual beer on it.
So yeah, but
if
then you have
you
to
weren't
look.
Looking, yeah, if you weren't looking, I could have been tricked and wouldn't have known.
Maybe I'll have to keep that in mind.
So I had that in my head for maybe next year if they need some tips and a little feedback. Anyway, the Indians are getting ready to start here. In just about 10 seconds, 15,
they're getting ready to go here.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We already know the starters. Let's take a quick break while they introduce the starters.
Sounds good.
They're just lining up. So we won't take a break.
Yeah,
we'll just stay right here.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see. I know they were going to just write the numbers of the winners on the board. Is that correct?
Yes, they're not going to name
no
the
names.
Numbers.
They're just going to put the numbers.
For a number of reasons. They don't want a lot of people knowing that such and such won a bunch of cash or has such and such gun at their house.
Right. That's a very great idea.
We were going to kind of announce all during next week who the winners were, but if they want privacy, I'm very good with that because that's what I would want.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm planning to win two or three prizes.
Yeah, that's my plan, too. That would be ideal, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. Although I'm probably one of the least lucky people ever. I've ever won anything.
So I'm right there with you.
But they're giving away 95 big prizes.
I think I got to win something.
Yep.
You know, if it's a cheeseburger, that's free. I'll take it.
No.
I just want a cheeseburger.
I could arrange that. You win a cheeseburger. Give me $10 and make a drawing and I'll get you a cheeseburger. Maybe even two.
Well, last night they had some girls walking around selling some tickets where if you paid $12 or something, $10, you get 12 tickets and you could win $1,000 right there on the spot or something.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a nice little raffle. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Susie get started.
We'll take that.
We're off.
Our colleague just served an eighth in the middle of the court.
That's not a bad start.
Yeah, we'll take it.
For the Indiana Red Brook colleague, Hope Wendell, Kiki, front row, Whitley, Marissa, and Paige Portkamp. Another serves up. Good serve. Free ball over for Springfield. The colleague with the dig over to Paige Portkamp, and the ball got out of bounds.
Okay, but I don't know if that was just a little bit low for her. I think kind of drove it out there a little fast, maybe get some height on it.
Did Daniel Patch grow 3 inches this summer?
Yeah, I think, no, since yesterday.
Is he 6'6"?
I would say. He is tall.
Kiki with a third receive and back cut to Marissa. And somebody's in the net. Springfield's in the net.
So that gives Marissa the kill.
So we're up 2-1 now, early.
Whitley Rammel back to third.
Mm-hmm.
Hard serve. Step to the middle. Drop in the middle. Nice dig by Whitley. Hope he's in the set stage. Springfield up with the ball. Left side. And Springfield with a block back on the Indian side. So.
Yep. Usually when they get their hands on it, they get a little higher than that so we can get under it. But only got it about 7 or 8 feet high and going away from us. So. One little glitch.
We'll get it.
Yep.
2-2. Kiki with a serve receive.
Nice.
Oh, nice throw by Olivia Patch. Set by Hope. The Indians on top 3-2. And for the Indians, Paige Judy for Hope Wendell, and Chloe Showalter comes in for Marissa Garkey. Chloe will have the honor to be the serving for us.
I'm sorry. Let's see if we can get Chloe to spring us up some serves here.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a really nice job.
And there it is. Couldn't get it over. So, point for the Indians. 4-2.
So shout out to Kim Wendell. I think she was wanting to listen in, so I thought we'd shout out to her and say hi. I hope things are going well at the WOW. And well at the WOW. How funny is that? Nice play.
Yeah. Oh, nice play by Springfield to keep that ball up.
Yep.
And then scrambling. Doing some kind of a,
I don't know what that
lots of moving going on.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
They went up for the block, and she tipped it right up over top of them, and nobody back there.
Yep.
Definitely have a height advantage.
Yes, we do.
Chloe back to serve again. Good serve. And then a tip over from Springfield is out of bounds.
Just fairly good call by the Rammel line judge out there.
Yes.
Oh.
From what I saw, it was at least 6 inches off.
He overturned it. He caught a touch.
Yeah. Oh, touch.
He caught a touch.
Okay. Could be.
Yep.
Might have been.
Yeah.
I can't see that from here.
Yeah.
5-3, maybe?
I missed pretty much all of that.
Yeah.
Good serve by Springfield to Page Four Camp, Chloe. And it's called for a double.
Yeah, on that set.
Serve for Springfield. Another good serve. And
Well, nice hit. And so bring the ball back over. Kiki to Chloe to Paige Judy. And out of bounds. Long.
Nice strong hit, but about a foot too long.
Yeah.
Needed just a little more down on that one.
Yeah. Sometimes I think if she'd just slow herself down a little bit and work on placing it a little better, she'd get some more kills for us. Let's see.
Tough play for Chloe on that one. Pass was a little too far to the net. She got called for a double trying to dig it out of the net.
Yeah.
I actually saw that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see that one spinning.
Brooke with the dig. Up to Chloe and Liv. Nice kill by Liv. Ties the game up 6-6.
So we're letting them hang with us. So
yeah.
Let's see if they can come around here and
go for five or six out of Paige here.
Yeah.
Paige Forkamp back to serve. Long out of bounds. Brenna comes in for Paige.
That one didn't knuckle down.
Yeah. And we got Lydia, I don't know how to pronounce that last name, coming in to serve for Springfield.
Vlechik.
Colleague with the up. Chloe with a nice set. Paige Judy. Nice job. Nice job. Good play.
One of those Wheel of Fortune names.
Yeah.
V-L-C-E-K.
Yeah, I don't know.
Usually that's C-E-K is Czech.
Gotcha.
Vlechik.
Vlechik.
Kiki back to serve. We got Witt back in the front row. And Kiki just served an ace. Nice serve. Ball died. Went from over the net. No. And it's up 8-7. Front row, we have Paige Judy, Brooke Colleague, Whitley Ramel. Back row, Kiki, Brenna Holman, and Chloe Schilder.
Another good serve.
Another great serve.
They're really having a hard time.
Struggling with it. Yeah, I got to get it over.
Yeah. Having a hard time with that serve. And it is one of those that just dies. So, nice serve by Kiki.
Another good serve.
That was a good return, too.
And out of bounds. Springfield hits it out of bounds.
That's their one tall girl. She I don't have her age, but she has some potential. I don't know how old she is, but she can get up.
Didn't have the grade.
Yeah.
Their grades on the roster.
Yeah.
Another nice serve. Having a hard time with it again.
Yeah.
Free ball it over.
Oh,
out of bounds. So another point for the Indians. Kiki, another serving point. 11-7. And
this might be the roll we needed, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Another nice serve. Set to the outside. Got a hand on it.
Yeah, by Brenna.
Wow. Paige Judy, nice. Cool. Nice kill by Paige Judy.
Nice. I took that ball right at the 10-foot line. Great big, great start by Brenna to get to that ball. It's a good dig. Nice play. That's what we like to see.
Keep rolling, Kiera.
Okay, and the coach for Ben Logan Springfield is doing us some substituting. I know what she did. Putting somebody else in for the libero. So that's how it's a weird substitution. So. Let's see if she can pass this serve any better. Kiki serve is.
Oh! It's top of the net.
Yeah.
Fell back on the Indian side.
Yeah, it looked like in the previous match with Ben Logan that Ben Logan was picking on Springfield's libero quite a bit.
Yeah. She did dig the ball, but she struggled with her receive. So, Good choice by them.
Savannah Lamar back for the serve. Short serve to Whitley. Chloe back to Whitley. Springfield back over the net. Set Paige Judy in the middle. Springfield set the outside. Hit blocked by Whitley and Brooke Collins. Ball goes down. Point for the Indians. Nice block.
Yeah.
Back in the lineup for the Indians. Hope Wendell and Marissa Garkey going out. Paige Judy and Chloe Showalter. Hope that we need to be in a setting for us again. Good serve.
Yeah.
Side, dumps the ball over. And Whitney got called for a throw.
That's definitely a throw. And those are tough because she knows they're coming, and that reaction time, she just sits it behind her head and tries to
look on her face with pride. So she just smiled like, really?
She knew it.
So. It didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
Just let that go.
The big member rinse it was set to Whitley's. Nice. Nice. Nice play.
Crunched that one, didn't she?
Yeah,
crunched
that one to the ground. Yep. You did. Trying to home it out for the Indians. Page 4 can't back in, and back to serve is Brooke Collig. That's one of our four seniors on our team this year.
Yeah.
Brooke, Paige Judy, Olivia Patch, and Chloe Shorter.
Nice.
Nice serve in the middle. Eight.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. That died.
Yep.
Brooke's playing all the way around this year. She's busting her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she sure is.
Always get 100% out of Brooke,
oh,
that's for sure.
Yeah,
nice
well.
Again.
Yep.
And they're struggling on. Ooh, just got it over. Keep you with a nice dig. Set stage.
And
it goes.
Oh,
yep, goes,
man.
Yep.
Nice play.
Oh, nice
play. Nice play.
And to Whitley. Now that one's gone down.
Hear that one.
Nobody's going to pick that one
nope.
up.
Nope. I thought for sure Pages was dropping. It was just about down. And they scraped it barely by their fingertips. So nice play by Ben Logan.
Better gets called for a carry for Springfield. Puts us at 17-9. The score went out fast.
Yeah, it did. We were playing with them until about 6, and then we decided, meh.
Another nice serve by Brooke. Free ball. Oh, no, couldn't free ball it over. Nope, couldn't quite make it.
I think she might have slid there.
Yeah.
She ended up on the floor looking like her feet came out from under, but I haven't seen anybody else with any traction problems out there, so I don't know.
Another nice serve by Brooke.
Wow, I'm gonna let that go.
Yeah.
Get it to the gun.
Oh, Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a throw. There it is.
Now, they got their hand on it, but it didn't do any good.
Not as hard as that ball tip. I'd be scared.
You definitely wouldn't have any control over which way it went.
Nope. Just cover your face.
Yeah.
It was like when Paige Jones was playing it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, girls, just cover your face.
So Springfield wants to talk about it. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractors.
They're back. Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274.
A little bit of a clarification on that. I should have had the different commercial on there. They are closed today and tomorrow for a while. And yesterday, and all next weekend for Labor Day.
Oh,
so they and when they open back up on Tuesday after Labor Day, they'll be open every day. It's bowling season; they'll be open 7 days a week,
right?
Just for the regular winter hours. So I got the wrong information on that.
Yeah.
All right. Long
You can't do that. Thank you. Good call.
Back row attacker, Libero's way too tall.
Most of them don't see that.
Yeah, most of them don't see that. That was a good call.
Yep.
Indians up 20-9. Kind of in control of this game.
Yeah, that was
another serve for Brooke.
Yeah.
And set to the outside. It was a tight set.
Yeah,
man. Good play getting it over.
Yep.
Close to Marissa. Nice hit by Marissa. Good dig there on Springfield's side. Set it back to left side. Oh, Whitley just couldn't. Blocked it and couldn't get it back up.
Must have hit it twice.
She hit it.
Yeah.
So the Indians are up 20-10. Back to serve for Springfield is Adeline Smith. We don't know the ages or anything like that.
No.
We didn't get any information.
No.
And she serves that in the net.
Yep.
Whit back to serve when Patch enters the front row. Kiki takes a little break. If we can get Whit to string about four in a row.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
She would like that, too.
She would.
She would be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not with that one.
Holy.
Holy.
I believe she served that to Jay Coney.
I think so, too. That went...
That one would have hit the band.
Yeah, yeah.
If we'd have had them in there.
Yeah, she needs to concentrate.
Oh, that's okay.
I think what happens is she just gets comfortable.
So
and then she gets her adrenaline going.
Yeah, so excited.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, nice play by the Indians. Yeah. Nice job by Mercer getting that ball up.
Yeah.
Springfield miss hit on that one.
Yeah.
So that's a point for the Indians, 22-11. Back in the lineup is Chloe and Paige Judy. Going out, Marissa and Hope.
Yep, let's finish this off.
Yeah, okay.
Three straight points and I'll be happy.
Yep. And then that's 22-11. Nice over in the middle. And big over the net. Nice set. That's Paige for Tampa. Nice set by Kiki there.
Yeah.
Chloe had the dig on that. Had a good dig and Kiki took that. Mm-hmm. Server page, good play.
Yep. That's our out of system.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Kiki does a nice job of those out of system balls. Yeah. Chloe with another great serve.
Yeah.
Oh, nice block.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. Patson Fortkamp got a block there on the left side. Put it straight down.
Yeah.
The girl hit it hard, too.
Yes, she did.
24-11. The Indians are pretty much still in control of this game.
Yeah.
Chloe, another nice serve in the middle. That's to the near side. Gonna poke it over. Here's Kiki to Chloe to Liv.
Nice.
And that game over. Nice kill by Liv there.
Yep. Nice finish by the Indians. 25-11. Good strong ending.
Yeah.
Chloe finished us out the last three or four points. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are vaccinations on your back-to-school list for your child? If he or she is in need of a meningococcal or Tdap vaccine, Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older and accompanied by a parent or guardian. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Full Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Full Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And we're back here at Fort Recovery, or Fort Site Fieldhouse.
Fieldhouse, yeah.
I don't know why I keep saying Fort Recovery, but Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians take first game of this tri-match, third match of the tri-match with Springfield. They take it 25-11, and they're getting ready to start the second game. Pretty much dominated, 25-11, very good first game. Yeah. So,
like Susie said, when we started walking away, we were... when we started walking away from them, they were hanging in with us right there around 4, 5, 6, 7,
yeah,
maybe even 8. And then
it was all over.
All of a sudden we looked up and it was 13 to
yep.
8 or 9. And then about 10 seconds later it was 18 to 9.
Yep. You give them a good serving roll or something and it's hard to get out of your funk, I guess. And I think Springfield got into a funk.
Well, let's see if we can focus and have a great final game of this match, we hope.
Yep. So Springfield's going to get the serve. And
how do they determine who serves first in
the
match?
That's the coin toss at the beginning of the match.
Okay. I never got to see the coin toss, so I didn't know how that went. So.
Yep, that's what the captains are doing. Springfield serve is long on that first point, so then he ends up 1-0. Let's put college back to serve. And serve in the middle again. Springfield sets to the near side here. She just pops it over. Forecamp with a dig. Hopes that's good. Just a little bit of a miss hit there. Didn't quite have the timing down.
Yep.
And get it over the net.
Yep.
Right into the
tie ball game.
1-1.
Ball game. That might be a basketball tournament. Not a volleyball tournament.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a ball. It's a game.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good dig by Brooke. Hope saves the set.
Nice. Rocket.
Can't cross it over. Paid to Hope. Back set to Whitley for the fly.
To Whitley. Nice.
Boy, nice up for Springfield. Good dig there.
Out.
And then they free ball it out.
I don't think they heard you, but you're right. She backed away from it at the last split second.
Yep. Got Whitley back to serve in the front line for the Indians.
Hopefully her adrenaline.
Adrenaline's calm down a little bit. Keep this one out of St. Henry. Keep it out of St. Henry.
I love it.
What a block. Good catch. And Mr. Garrick had a nice block for that straight down.
Yep. Got a little more towards St. Joe, but still.
Wrong direction, but yeah. See if she can keep that control.
Yeah.
All that adrenaline there.
That was nice.
That should make her feel good. Yeah. Two in a row. Yeah. That ends up 4-1.
The Wildcat had a little trouble handling that hot shot.
I'm pretty sure I would have a lot of trouble with that, too. Don't hit it to me. Oh, another rocket. Didn't quite get over it.
Wait.
I guess
today's the day to miss them, but
I just want her to be more consistent. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Always a learning curve.
Yeah.
Springfield back to serve. Holly with a dig. Back set to Marissa. Springfield having trouble with getting the ball over net. Point for the Indians.
5-2 now. Let's get a roll going here again.
Paige Judy and Chloe back in the lineup. Miss Sun Hope, take a seat.
Every time there's a substitution, I think, why are they taking them out? I look to see who's going in. And think,
it's
different. It's not worse when somebody subs in.
Yep. Ace served by Chloe.
Beautiful.
Good way to start it. 6-2. Yeah.
The serves are coming over hot enough that the Wildcat defenders are having a lot of trouble.
I know if I was a Wildcat coach, I know what I would be doing.
Serve
to get that ball up, set in the middle.
Yeah.
Block it straight down.
Lift hat. And Paige Judy up there.
Put that straight down. They read that in the book, didn't they?
That they did. They said, bring it. Not today. Not over today. Not today.
Another good serve by Chloe in the middle. Set to the near side. Nice dig by Key. Chloe sets Paige Judy, and that ball is down. Nice set. Nice hit.
really don't have any blocking.
No.
That can't even match Paige's height over there.
Nope. I think the setter over there is about 5'2".
Yeah.
You know, she's got to get over that. So yeah. Nice advantage.
Nice advantage.
Another good serve by Chloe.
Right. Nice dig by Brooke.
Charlie got the ball over. Springfield reset.
Yeah.
To the middle. He comes in and takes the ball. That's Paige Forkamp.
Yeah.
Kill on the right side.
Yeah. Nice. That was a key set, too.
It was. Yep, that was a key set.
Yeah.
Again, Key getting that out-of-system ball. She does a nice job of getting up there and putting the ball where the girls need it.
That she does. And they want to take a timeout, so we'll listen to our sponsors.
And he's at 9-2.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com.
Hey, I hate to interrupt Harold, but we're going to get back to the game here. We'll get back to Harold in a minute after this, in our next break.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Harold.
He's okay with
that. Was beautiful. Springfield overpass on the serve by Chloe, and that looked like Paige Judy loved that pork chop. That was kind of where she slammed that one down.
That's 10-2.
Her eyes were like saucers when that one was coming.
Mine were too.
Yeah, I would like to have that one too.
Set to the outside here.
Up with the down, just off of Paige Judy.
Yeah, just off her arms, she kind of sideswiped her a little bit. You know, I always tell the girls when they're playing defense, keep their arms out. It's when you drop them, that's when you shank them. And she dropped them and shanked it. If she keeps those arms out, she can make it a nice dig.
And so with the serve, and serve from the middle. Paige Judy had a nice roll shot in the middle.
Yep, nice control.
Front end for the Indians. Paige 14 takes a seat.
See if Brenna can get us some points here on the serves. I'm not sure. I don't think she served the last game.
I don't think so.
Nice serve.
Set to the outside, and Liz Patch and Brooke Colleague block that one back over. And again.
That's
got to
be about 4, 5, or 8.
I had trouble counting, but it looked like I was pretty sure it was 4, and it wasn't a front.
Yeah.
But to their credit, they kept on hitting it just in case.
Yeah, they did.
I always tell my kids, don't quit. Don't give up on it.
Yeah.
Well, 3 Indians are hitting. Oh, nice serve by
Brenna. Yeah.
Now to bring all this one around. Now hit it up in the rafters. We took a little different direction. And, it came down. 13-3 Indians up. So what a beautiful day for the Wild this weekend, isn't it?
Man,
it's been about for much better weather.
Nope. Beautiful weather, and I think that brought a lot of people last night. My gosh.
If it's like the tractor pulls and probably even hype more than tractor pull because hyper, they're, with the prizes they're giving away, there's probably twice as many people down there now as there were last night.
Yeah.
And the party hasn't started. It's just the drawing.
Right.
Everybody wants to be down there and drive their golf cart home or their Kubota or whatever it might be.
Piles of cash. I'll take that.
Piles of cash.
Oh, Indians just gave up 3 straight points. Yeah. Brenna had a serve in the net, and Paige Judy hit one out, and now Liz Patch hit one out.
Maybe if I stop jibber jabbering and start scoring points.
We'll catch up together.
Yeah, we'll catch up. No worries. No worries.
Big by Kiki, and there it is. Nice set by Chloe to Paige Judy on the outside, and she pounds one down in the back row. 14-6. Liv Patch comes out, takes a seat, and Kiki back to serve.
And Whitley Rimmel back in the front row. Starting at Lolo Libero location.
Get 6 or 8 in a row here. Let's go, Kira.
Nice serve.
Wow. I love her serve. And that was a nice hit by Springfield. Good up by the Brenna attack on the Riley and Brenna on the ground. And Springfield hits one out of bounds.
Point for the Indians. They're trying so hard to hit it over our blockers.
Yeah,
that's what we want. That's always a good game plan.
Yeah. You can see that. You can see they're trying to hit high.
Yeah.
Don't get a touch. It's going to be out of bounds.
Yeah.
Trying to get Paige Judy where she needs to be sometimes is
another nice block. Wick got that one.
Well, then we're piling up there for the shutdown.
Yep.
Brooke would like to take credit for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got her down. I give her a block for that one.
Back to serve Kiki again. Indians up 16-6.
Another nice serve.
Springfield gets it up and hits.
See how high they're trying to hit it.
Kiki with a dig.
Chloe with a nice drop in the middle.
Yep.
Nice no one there.
Yep. Stood there as if she was going to set it up perfectly for Witt coming across and just dropped it across the net.
That was pretty. Yeah.
When you want to do it, too. That was a smart set. Or a smart kill, I should say.
Springfield setting her on the left side.
Nice hit.
Yep.
That one was nice. Just put in inbounds and out of everybody's reach. So.
Yeah, right out of touch on it.
Yeah,
they got two in a row out of Kiera, but let's stop them here and then do eight in a row and win it.
Yeah, 17-7 Indians.
Libero back to serve for Springfield. Kiki up to Chloe to Whitley. Nice dig by Springfield.
Nice dig.
Got it up and a free ball. Oh, my.
They had it.
Yeah, they had it. I thought that ball was coming right up here.
Sure. So Hope and Marissa back in for Judy and Chloe Showalter.
Hope back to serve. Indians up 18-7.
She do 10 in a row. That other
time. Yeah.
She can only do 7 now.
So. Yeah.
Good serve. Set to the inside here and couldn't get over the net.
Yeah, I wondered if he gave her 4 hits or if we got the block credit on that.
What a nice play to give us a block credit on that.
I know.
He didn't call it.
I always have to wait and see the signal before I can do a stat. People are like, why do you want to know that? I'm doing stats. I got to know.
Dropped one in right in the middle.
Just off the top of the net.
Hung there for a second and dropped over on their side instead of ours.
That's when you know either it's the luck of going for you or against you.
Yep. 20-7.
And a good serve by Hope.
Is that the right?
Yeah.
Push over to TT to Hope.
Nice
hit. Good save by Franklin. Free ball it over, barely. With the set. A Hope to Marissa. And another good dig by Springfield.
And
then the setter threw it in the net.
So nice play.
Hit some good hits on that one.
Yeah, real nice hits.
Marissa Garkey came around from the right to the middle and mashed the ball. But you know what? They dug it right up.
Yep.
Good serve by Hope. At the near side here, and what a block.
Whitley and Marissa.
Yeah, Whitley and Marissa put that right back in the middle of the court.
Well, the Wildcat defender, she laid out to get it, but she put it straight off to the right instead of up and toward the net, but that's a good try.
Yeah. 22-7. That's another good
try. Really tried to block it.
Yeah.
Just missed that one.
Yep.
22-8.
So an overpass by the Springfield Wildcats, and Whitley just misses the block.
So it gives them that 8 points. 22-8 in favor of the Indians.
Good serve in the middle. Brenna, for Hope, to Witt.
And stop popping a good dig by Springfield. Free ball that one over, but she hit it in the net.
Colleague back for the Indians. We're up 23-8. Brenna goes out. Each four can't go in the front row.
Get 2 points here.
Yeah. Good serve.
And passes into the middle of the right side and a block by Paige Fourcamp and Whitley Rammel.
Yep.
Nice block. Put that straight down, too.
Yep.
These poor girls can't get any shots.
Their luck is shot.
They're hitting it strong, but our girls are there to block them.
Yep.
Last point, I hope.
Oh, good serve by Brooke. Got to the near side. Oh, got another hand on it.
Nice. By Higg. And out to the feet.
Yeah. So got a great set over to Paige.
Fort Camp, she puts the ball away.
So we cut them in eight.
Single digits, didn't we?
Yeah.
What's that?
25-8.
25-11, 25-8.
Okay.
So let's take a quick break. We'll be back, get some stats, and in the meantime, we'll hear from some of our sponsors. Get back to Harold, because we interrupted him.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Queen Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have five packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get two packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or two packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. Or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Okay, we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse where the Indians just made minced meat, I guess, of the Springfield, 25-11, 25-8.
Every time that Springfield would get a really nice hit, our girls were there either to block it at the net or dig it out. And that had to be disheartening for them to make a great smash and get nothing out of it.
Right. The only stats I have are assists and kill or hits and kills. So ending for Springfield, we have Hope and Chloe tying with assists. They both had seven. Our leading kill girl was Paige Judy with seven. And then Paige Forkamp had four. And then Olivia and Whitley each had three, respectively. So, and then blocking wise, Whitley led us in blocks with four. Olivia Patch, three. Brooke Collig with two, Paige Forkamp with two, and Marissa Berkey with two. So, this is the only stats I have, but at least there's something. So, I don't have the digs. Somebody else is doing digs. I share those. But great win, great day for the Indians.
They played well in both matches. And I guess we'll just head down to the WOW. I'll get stuff into the archives here, and I'll be down at the WOW, and it's going to be a good day. In Fort Recovery.
I think so. I think everybody needs to come out.
Well, we got two wins today, and I'm going to win $25,000 tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's inevitable.
It's going to be a good day.
Next week we have, Parkway on Thursday, I believe?
Yes, that's at home. Yep.
And then Tuesday, Henry Invitational.
But do we not have Tuesday, Jay County? I have Tuesday on my schedule, Jay County.
I don't have it on mine, but then I didn't have Bishop Lures either. I think Jay County is later.
A little later on,
Jay County
had a big win this last.
Yes, they did.
Beat Delta
for the first time in 30 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Good for them.
Next Saturday we have the St. Henry Invitational.
We think we're going to do both of the matches that the Indians will be in there, but we got to figure out which gym and how that's going to go and whether we can get from one gym to the other.
Right.
and all that. So we'll be doing some from there, but not exactly sure what and how much.
Okay.
So
and that Invitational, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, Rushi, and Buckeye Central, I believe, correct?
Yep.
So some really good competition next weekend. St. Henry's tough this year.
Yeah, they are. They're really good. Great senior leadership they have on their team.
They do.
And they've got some heights coming up. They've got that freshman knee camp girl that's tall, and she's strong, too. Freshman, she's good. She's got some good leadership ahead of her, so she's had some good guidance, I think.
Good. So lots of volleyball to watch.
Yeah. Come out to the WOW.
Yep.
Have a few drinks and some cheeseburgers.
And some cheeseburgers.
When the barbecue's out there, they got the gourmet hot dogs. They got all kinds of stuff out there.
Bring some cash. Got tickets to buy.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. I only went out with $75 last night. And
did you come home broke?
I didn't have enough. I couldn't buy 50-50 tickets. I only sold them $20 at a time. I already spent my money on other stuff. Bought beer tickets enough for the weekend and bought something to eat and got in this raffle and did something else. I couldn't buy 50-50 tickets because I only sell $20 at a time and have $20 left.
Yeah, but Kurt said, he goes, I think I spent more money in 12 seconds than I've spent my whole life walking.
But, you know.
Standing with empty pockets like, what happened? Let me have a beer.
They walked up with something awesome. With $1,000, like, okay, here. There's these prizes. Oh, yeah, I want that.
Let me drop my tickets in here. Drop my tickets
in here. Heck, yes, I want to get a beer.
Yes, I do. I wouldn't want that.
So we'll be heading to the WOW pretty soon.
All right. We'll
see again, the Indians victorious over Ben Logan first, and then Springfield Wildcats. And so we'll see you again next week on Thursday. Parkway, I believe we are simulcasting Rob Weaver and WPGW on that.
Okay.
But I'll,
so you won't have to listen to me, huh?
Maybe he might want you to help.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, girls.
Yep.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors. That's you during today's special sports cast. And the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.